Steps. 1. Perform CPR only if certified. 2. Check the scene for safety. Is there a car exhaust running? A gas stove? Is there a fire? A. If there is anything that could endanger you or the victim, see if there is something you can do to counteract it. Open a window, turn off the stove, or put out the fire if possible. Anything you can do to counteract the danger. B. However, if there is nothing you can do to counteract the danger, move the victim. The best way to move the victim is by placing a blanket or a coat underneath their back and pulling on the coat or blanket. 3. Now that the scene is safe, check the victim for consciousness by shaking or tapping their shoulder and saying in a loud, clear voice, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" A. If they respond, they are conscious. They may have just been sleeping, or they could have been unconscious. If it still appears to be an emergency situation, e.g. they are having trouble breathing, they appear to be fading in between consciousness and unconsciousness, they were unconscious, etc., continue on to the next step. If they were conscious, but the situation still appears to be an emergency, check for injuries, broken bones, etc. B. If they do not respond, continue on to the next step. 4. Send for help. The more people available for this step the better, however, it can be done alone. Send someone to call the Emergency Medical Services, EMS. Call 911 in North America, 000 in Australia, 112 by cell phone in the EU, including the UK, and 999 in the UK. And make sure you point to them and say go call 911, or whatever the EMS number is in your area. This way you'll make sure you specifically sent for help. If you are alone, perform CPR for 1 minute, which is about 3 cycles of CPR, and then call the EMS, then resume. If possible, send someone else to get an AED, automatic external defibrillator, if there is one in the building. 5. Check for signs of life. A. Place your hand on the victim's forehead and 2 fingers on their chin and tilt the head back slightly to open the airway. Place your cheek above their mouth and stare at their chest. Your cheeks have a lot of nerves in it, so it's easier to feel the patient's breath. Do this for 10 seconds. If you do not feel a breath or see the chest rising, continue to the next step. If there are signs of life, treat for shock. Cover them if it is cold, and if possible, uncover them if it is hot, etc. 6. If there are no signs of life, place a breathing barrier over the victim's mouth. 7. Give 2 rescue breaths keeping the airway open. Take the fingers that were on the forehead and pinch the victim's nose closed. Make a seal with your mouth over the victim's mouth and breathe out for about 1 second. Make sure you breathe slowly, as this will make sure the air goes in the lungs not the stomach. Also make sure you keep your eye on the victim's chest. If the breath goes in, you should see the chest slightly rise and also feel it go in. If the breath goes in, give a 2nd rescue breath. If the breath does not go in, reposition the head and try again. If it does not go in again, the victim may be choking. 8. Place your hands on top of each other and place them in the center of the chest, on the breastbone, between the 2 nipples. Your ring finger should be on top of the nipple. This will lower the chances of breaking a rib or ribs. 9. Compress the chest by pushing straight down approximately 2 inches deep. Do 30 of these compressions, and do them fast, approximately 30 compressions in 30 seconds. 10. Repeat steps 6 through 8 for 1 minute, delivering 2 rescue breaths every 30 seconds/compressions. 11. Recheck for signs of life. 12. Continue CPR until someone takes over for you. Emergency personnel arrive, you are too exhausted to continue or an AED is available for immediate use, or pulse and breathing return. Page 9.